Bob, this is Dick Covey. You mentioned the interim policy guidance that's in place right now in lieu of the closeout photograph requirements being in the work documents. Is that interim policy guidance in itself enough to meet the intent of the CABE recommendation relative to that issue of what of how they, you know, how they go about determining what they're going to take pictures of?
In my mind, Dick, it is, because it's out there on the floor and the operators are using it. However, what you like to do anytime you make a policy change is to have it in every work document that someone would pick up to perform their tasks, and that's the part that's ongoing. It's out there on the floor as a general instruction. It's guidance to the workers when they have their shift change and tailgate meetings. But it's just not in every work document yet that they would pick up and execute.
On the planned work activities that you had here, are there discrete planned completion dates for all of those?
They have essentially, yes. And most of those are sometime in the September time frame of this year. For the with the exception of the work documents, updating the work documents are done on the basis of the number of changes to the document. They'll do a group change. They'll integrate them all into one and then change the document, and that would continue on out into well into next year. And in fact, some of the documents have already been executed for, obviously, STS 114, and they would be updated sometime next year again.
Again, this is Dick Covey, and back to similar questions we had with Forrest relative to your recommendation for unconditional closure. If I use some of the same logic that we went through, then we would not make incorporation of the general closeout requirements into the documents as a constraint to closure, because the time period is beyond and the interim policy guidance is already on the floor. Of the others, the one that seems to me to, if I look at other closures that we have made conditionally, the demonstration of the SIMS database during training simulation seems to be the one that jumps out at me that would be maybe a driver for a conditional closure based upon our precedent. But basically, we closed the conditionally the recommendation on the updating of the memorandum of understanding with NEMA, and I believe we closed that conditionally based upon seeing how the policy as updated, the memorandum of understanding as updated, was implemented in simulation. Would this not be similar to that?
It would be. I think so. We just need to be careful that when they do these simulations, you know, simulations are training, and some of the users are going to grade out very high, and some of them are going to need more work, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dan Crippen again. I agree with your characterization, and I think it would also allow some of the questions such as Susan had on whether the MER has been trained and their familiarity would become evident in the SIMS as well. I'm not sure, but my guess is we might want to make the first two bullets on forward work part of the conditionality as well. Again, a close call, but just to remind us as we go past these dates that these are things that ought to be in place.
Okay, this is Dick Covey, and that was why I was asking about those two. It sounds like they're discrete events that would occur in the fall, and clearly the using the SIMS database would occur hopefully in the fall. So they're not that far out there. They're things that are planned. I'm looking for other thoughts relative. I heard Dan, he thinks those three probably ought to be conditions for or make it a conditional closure. Any other thoughts?
Dick, this is Jim Adamson. I have one that's an administrative procedural thought that I'll toss out for your consideration. We have existing requests for information, RFIs, out for two of these conditions as we're now characterizing them, one for the audit and one for the simulation that's coming up for the closeout photography. We will take, and the ops panel take as an action to review those RFIs and either close out the existing RFIs and reopen new RFIs or leave the existing ones open as appropriate, so that when the conditions become met, we will close the RFIs and together with the actions required to close the recommendations, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I don't know why that wouldn't work. I think the support staff would have to make sure that doesn't cause us any other problems or issues, but it seems to me that's a reasonable approach and one that makes sense.
This is Vincent Watkins, Executive Secretary. We'll follow up on that action, and we'll make sure we go through those RFIs and make sure the right ones are left for the conditional closure.
Okay, Vincent, and that may entail a review to be sure that we've captured all of the conditions that Dan has brought up and the other task group members, because the existing RFIs may not have all of the conditions that we're characterizing here.
Okay, Dick Covey again, and I'm looking for other comments or objections to carrying completion of the KSE photographer training, completion of SIM spam course and computer-based training development, and demonstration of SIMS database during training simulations as conditions for our acceptance of the closure package.
This is Joe Cozzopoli from the tech panel. We're in full agreement with everything that has been said today and the closing and the conditionally closing these items and what has been said by Dan Crippen and you, Mr. Chairman. And we're very pleased, and I don't think we have generated, even though we might have, any additional work for NASA other than the work in progress that has to be done downstream.
Okay, and that's important to recognize that these are planned work. It's just a completion of them that we need to be informed of, and that will then complete our conditional terms. So unless someone has an objection, I'm going to recommend that based on the closure package submitted by NASA, the ops panel's presentation, and our deliberation, that the record will reflect that the task group believes that NASA has conditionally met the intent of the CABE recommendation, and that the task group conditionally accepts NASA's request for closure of CABE recommendation 10.3-1, and those conditions being the three items that we identified. Any comment or objection to that position? If not, that completes our discussion of the two recommendations closures brought forward today. I want to thank the ops panel for the quality and level of work that was done to bring these forward, in particular Forrest and Bob. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Vincent to review actions.
This is Vincent Watkins, Executive Secretary. The two actions that I recorded, the first one was on the ops panel to capture in the interim report the concern of negative reporting of FOD, foreign object debris. And the second action that I captured was for the ops panel to review the RFIs that exist on the 10.3.1 to determine which ones need to remain open and which ones we need to close.
And And Vincent, this is Jim Adamson. I'd like to extend that second action to include 4.2-5 as well, because I'd like to use whatever RFIs remain open as a tool to document the completion of the conditions necessary for total closure.
Okay, we copied that, Jim.
Okay.
Were there any other actions from the task group members that I did not capture?
I assume, Mr. Chairman, you'll want a letter of transmittal to NASA to inform them of our, as we did after the last plenary, I think it was a May 19th letter in which we documented or informed NASA of what we decided.
Yes, and that probably just, Vincent, you probably need to capture that as an action, is that we as requested by the Space Flight Leadership Council, and as we did in May, we will respond back to them with a letter that specifies the conditions of the acceptance and of the closure packages, and so that will be another action.
Okay. This is Vincent Watkins. I copy that action.
Okay.
Last is just an announcement, unless there's others, but the press conference is going to begin at 2 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll ask the media to start calling at 15 minutes before that time.
Okay.
Is the call-in number the same?
I don't know if we have the call-in number. We'll have to get that, Jim, for you and me.
Okay.
Let's see. I want to thank the task group members for calling in, participating, for reviewing the packages over the last week, and asking the right questions to help our presentations go well today. Want to ask that the task group members, if you have comments about process and procedure relative to the use of the telecon as a way for to conduct our public meetings and deliberations, that you get those to Vincent, and we'll try to improve on this. It is our intent to do this again in order to, facilitate and expedite our ability to review and close actions. And with that, I think we're ready to adjourn the meeting unless there are any other comments from the task group members or the staff. If not, thank you all.